It's the paradigm that breaks with the other three in kind, not just degree. Because people are intrinsically valuable. They are not just assets or resources. They have their own worth independent of the organization. And they have the power to make their own choices. And out of those choices, collectively, to create this third domain where the law of the unenforceable operate. You see, this new paradigm is holistic. It deals with it all. It's also an ecological paradigm and a developmental paradigm starting inside out. And it's based upon people as programmers, everything else being a program. Well, you might ask, is this too idealistic? That's a good question. I'm asked that frequently. My response is that natural laws operate regardless. That person may be really asking, can I change? Can people change? If they're not living in harmony with natural laws now, can they change? We are not animals. We have the power of choice. We are response-able people. We are responsible people. We can change. Gandhi said, 7 things will destroy us, and we have the power to choose. That's what's unique, which one we want to take. These were the 7 he mentioned. Wealth without work. By the way, as you listen to these 7, think of the law of the farm and the law of the school. Wealth without work. Pleasure without conscience. Knowledge without character. Commerce without morality. Politics without principle. Science without humanity. Religion without sacrifice.